T-minus 30 seconds. T-minus 20 seconds. Ten, nine, eight, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one, zero.
The following program is rated TVMA for language. We want everyone to be able to enjoy the program, but sometimes things happen, and we may say things that may be offensive to some or non-conducive to others. So in other words, shit happens. Oops.
Niggas coming.
Emotional damage.
That was emotional and physical damage, nigga. Jesus.
To call out by that nigga's government name, Vincent. But wait, pay attention to the very end of it. Watch homeboy that walk up what he does to him.
Vincent.
I've made a huge mistake.
What did he do?
Come on, get up. Get him with the tap with the shoulder. Come on, get up.
Oh my God, dude. People are so fucking dumb. Holy shit.
I believe. Like, you good, bro. You good. Come on. You good. Get on up.
Bro. Oh my God.
What up, everybody? Welcome to the 184th. Episode of Blurreds in the Hood. I gotta upload 183. I forgot that was what I forgot to do this weekend. I got 181 and 82. I've got 83. 184 Blurreds in the Hood. I'm your resident supervillain, Mr. J. Washington.
I'm the swaggy blurred Winston A. Marshall.
Thank y'all for everybody for the love over the weekend. It's been a weekend indeed for your boy. We'll talk about it in my moment. To everybody listening on the podcast, I appreciate y'all. To people who finally got their shirts and or supervillain hoodies, thank you for showing those off. I'm trying to do shit one hand. Hold on, I'm trying to open a bag. So you can get your supervillain shirt too. They all wrapped up. But y'all know what the shirts look like. They're different sizes.
No, I'm gonna do the music and then you keep going.
Oh, okay, cool. All right, cool. So you can get your own supervillain shirt, okay? I have them in sizes large to 3XL. All you need to do is hit me up, make a payment, send your shipping address, and I will send you your shirt. Thank you to those who've already purchased them. Please get these out of my fucking house. Thank you.
Get your pets pet or neutered.
I'm upset. 50,000 on my head is disrespect.
Come on, bro. You don't remember that's the last
one. I know. Help control the pet population. Get your pets pet or neutered. I just didn't expect you to be like, yo, like.
Bro, I hit you with that shit. You were like. You genuinely look confused.
All right, with that being said, Mr. Winston A. Marshall.
My nigga.
Nigga.
A nigga moment.
Man.
Nigga. My nigga.
What you been doing?
Let's see. I had to turn an audition yesterday. So I've been chilling on that. I guess it's the Tuesday, so we had the whole weekend, huh? Had a friend's 30th on Friday, which Jay came to, which was cool. He disappeared before the after party. I don't know where that nigga went.
I couldn't find a place to park, so that's why the fuck I disappeared.
So you left? Nigga, why didn't you call me?
Nigga, I drove down Burbank. I was already...
No. You could have called me. I had parking secrets. You didn't call. You made a decision.
I didn't think I was already drunk and I was like, I can't do this.
So much of a party.
I bet I did.
That the party was dope, but the after party was so ridiculous. I got home at 6. And so Kristen and I
I had to rest. I had to be in the ring and do all that shit. Fuck around with y'all out of it.
You didn't have to. You don't have to stay there until that late. I shouldn't have because I had to do schmodown day.
Just go.
Kristen and I got home and we were like, "Fuck, we just gonna stay up and watch the sunrise." Then I guess like our old asses ain't never. That's just the truth. We're never up that late. So we said, "Fuck it." Sunrise was up, but the fucked up part is we decided to like chill for a second. And I was like, "I'm a smoke real quick." So as I go to load some shit up, I look away and she goes, "You're missing the whole sunrise." The sunrise is like that, bro. That shit is so fast. I look at her and said, "Oh fuck!" But I paid the price because I had to be
emotional. Damn it!
I paid the price because I had to be on set at 3. So when I woke up at 1, I literally felt like someone had hit me with a Mack truck, bro.
Well, shit.
That shit was awful. So I went, but I will tell you this. If there are any Schmodown fans in here, that new set, Jay, you already went. So you know that shit is fucking clean than a month.
I told you.
No, I know. But I'm just saying. I know. Yeah. You know, because you went the day before me. But that shit is so fucking clean. Yeah. So anybody that's a Schmodown fan, you're in for a treat, man. Because they're really doing it up big this year with the studio setting. Super Bowl comes around. Had a good time. We'll talk about the Super Bowl. Jay came to kick it and whatnot. Hella wings. Bro, Dom made like 400 fucking wings.
I knew Dom probably was just packaging them all to take them to work. I was going to be like, "Hey, nigga, can I take some wings?"
You should have taken some. I took some.
Oh, I didn't want to be that guy.
Oh, no, nigga, I took 12, and then I had to drop some off of T's yesterday, so I took another 6, bro. Like, I would have taken more, but fucking.
But it wasn't for those rascally cats and kids and that pup named Scooby-Doo. I'm sorry.
No, it was all Dom. Dom was like, "Bro, I'm going to eat these. Like, can you?" And I was like, "Oh, fuck. All right, bro." Yeah, but the other big thing on Sunday was just this big audition. I just have to sit and wait now. The last time I had something this big, it took weeks before I even heard about a callback. So I'm just kind of keeping that mentality. But I got another audition.
Is it me that's freezing up or is it you?
I don't think it's me because I don't see.
Because you look glitchy on my. Us. Yeah, they're going to like say it's me. But
oh, it's me. Okay. Well, I'll double check on what's going on. But
okay, what are you doing? Because I was like, "What the fuck is?" I was like, "Am I
nothing?" I was like,
"Let me not touch shit."
No, nothing. I mean, I'll close literally everything, but I wasn't doing anything. There's a window open with like 50 tabs. Hold on, that might be what the problem is. I'm just gonna throw that out there. So yeah, no. Other than that, man, I mean, it was a good weekend, and now it's just a matter of staying on my focus this week. I start my new job next week, and I've got it's doing it again. Okay, well, hopefully it corrects itself. I will be on a little mini vacation this weekend. I'm going to Arizona for a trip. So I'll be there for the 3-day weekend, and then I will be working my ass off. I'll essentially just be working and doing blurs. So, you know, that's pretty, like, I'll still find time to stream on Twitch.
How about you go out and come back?
Sure. Okay. Well, then before I do that, because I'm sure everybody heard what I said, so that's fine. No, you had it right. Go ahead. So, Mr. J. Washington.
My nigga.
What you been doing?
Yeah, it's been a wild weekend. Friday, like he said, was our homegirl's birthday. Saturday, I had to wrestle. I was back in the wrestling ring for 3PWA. I'm grateful to them for putting me back in the ring. And it was kind of interesting because I hadn't been in the ring in like 4 months or so. And, you know, just felt good to be in there. And so this is where this happens. So I had my match. Shouts out to Jimmy Mayhem. Great dude. Good match. Hard-hitting match. It was good. Me flying. Yo, people see how quick I can move around the ring and how fast I and how high I can jump and fly around the ring and be like, yo, somebody your size shouldn't be able to do that. But I'm good at it. So nonetheless, the match happens. I win the match. I go back in the locker room. I sit down. I'm a little bit blown up, a little bit tired. I'm sitting down. All of a sudden, I'm just like, what the fuck? My thumb is sprained for some reason. I have no idea how it happened. I have no idea how my thumb is strained and sprained. I have no idea. So I can't sit up for the rest of the evening. It's nigga, did he just hit the thing? Okay. I can't just sit up for the rest of the evening and then do nothing. And then like not do nothing, put ice on and try to relax. I can't do that because I have to be involved in another match afterwards. So I'm doing it. Bitch!
Somebody... Bitch! Somebody played the sound alert and it's still not working. I've tried even more shit and it's not working. So until I can get Dwayne over here to help me out.
So I had that happen with my thumb, so that I had to be in the second match. And so immediately afterwards, shouts out to D'Lo Brown and Sin Bodhi who were there. So it was good hanging with them. And as they were there, so like, you know, getting a little bit of knowledge from them. But afterwards, I couldn't stay after the show because I immediately had to get dressed and shoot to the Laugh Factory in Hollywood because thanks to my sister, Jen Sturger. Vernon Davis, yes, former pro football player, pro type tight end, Vernon Davis, was doing a comedy show with friends. So it was Vernon Davis, Rocky Dale Davis, Jen Sturger, Eddie Pence, Rob Gordon, and Jamal Anderson. Yes, the Dirty Bird himself. Now, here's the funny thing about Jamal. I got along with Jamal like that. So I was walking, Jamal was talking to Jen. It was like, she was like, you know, Jamal. I was like, nah, what's happening? I'm Jay, blah, blah, blah. And so Jamal was like, hey, you big nigga, I'll push you over the balcony. I was like, nigga, no, you won't. And so meaning, because nigga, Jamal, so it was several times Jamal would run up on me like this, like he was trying to, he's like, you see how I moved you? I said, Jamal, my feet weren't planted and I wasn't expecting you to come. He was like, that ain't the point. I said, yes, it is, nigga. I said, yes, it is. Me and him was going back and forth most of the night. But I got to go on stage with that and got to make fun of Asante Samuel's voice because that nigga's voice is so deep. My boy Jerry Campbell went up before me and was talking about Asante's voice. And so I would have said, hey, you need to do voicemail messages for niggas that's cheating on their bitch.
What the fuck?
Oh, shit.
Murder everybody. So
I mean, it was paid for again, my nigga.
Shut the fuck up. So Sunday, of course, the Super Bowl, hanging out, doing all that. Monday, I had to get up, get Matt Titan and everything, and a whole bunch of shit done, and ended up going out to the Improv to talk to Michael Collier about some stuff. For those who don't know, I will be featuring for him in May at the Stardome in Birmingham. So I got to tell all my family I'm going to be out there doing stand-up and let them know this ain't going to be no church show. Like, they don't need to know that all. Because my aunt is a preacher. Both my aunts are preachers. So they're like, oh, when you come down and do stand-up, auntie, I don't know what you're going to think this is going to be. I'll be talking about the blessing of the booty, not the blessings of Jesus. I throw this motherfucking bottle in my goddamn.
You mean it fucking works. Now, again, they have to spend pretty much all their channel points. It's just been three different people doing this shit so far. So, but please continue. I've been trying to make it at least.
Shut up! So, I got up today. I had to do the Brothers on Football podcast. I do that every once in a while. So I had to do that. I've been trying to get these scripts done. And I can't. I was told my homegirl, she's a physical therapist. She was like, if you go, you can't really work out with your thumb. And I almost looked at her like, bitch, I bet you I can. And she was like, yeah, try it if you want to. So we'll see what happens after this show. If I don't, if shots come in, which they probably won't, then I won't go. But if shots don't come in, I'm going to put some clothes on, take this wrap off, re-around this bitch like Ivan Drago, and see what I can do in the gym. And so I'm just tired, man.
Your thumb heal.
Or you can just suck my dick. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I mean, I was going to wait, but you told me to suck your dick. And so essentially, I was like, you know what you're not going to do? You're not going to disrespect me. You're not going to look at me and go,
you're a fucking dick sucker, bitch.
and not catch some form of verbal or emotional hands, bro. Like, I, by the end of this, I will give you
emotional, damn it.
But don't ever forget it, nigga.
So that's yesterday was Valentine's Day, and for all of y'all that have Valentine's and with relationships and people you love and people you're talking to, I hate all y'all. Fuck your love, fuck your happiness, fuck your sexual escapades. I hope your condoms break, your birth control pill don't work, your IUDs fall out, all that shit.
This bullshit needs to stop now.
What?
Just because you're sad and miserable, you ain't gonna come at me, nigga.
I'm coming happy. At all you bitches.
I'm fucking happy, bitch. Out here in these motherfucking streets and shit.
I've been single on Valentine's Day pretty much. I've been solo for Valentine's Day for like 8 years. It feels like 8 years now. How long up? No, six. 6 years now. 6 years.
Yeah, that brother's starving. Yes, sir,
brother. Shut the fuck up. So
where the bitches at? It's supposed to be titties. Where the fucking titties and the bitches?
I love how you can't even do it because your thumb hurt. He tried. That's how you know your bitch ass don't need to go to the gym. He said,
So, yeah. So,
you. God damn it.
So, nah, it's, so, yeah, I just, you know, I don't fuck with Valentine's Day at all. You know, all that love shit on that day. Fuck all y'all love and happiness and all that shit. Anyway, we got a show to do. So, with that being said, streamlabs.com/blurtsinthehood/tip. Streamlabs.com/blurtsinthehood/tip. If you don't want to do that, I believe you can do some channel point redeemings or some other shit here on Twitch.
Yeah. Hold for those. I'm just on the wrong thing. I can send it in the message for everybody. Blurts and blurred support. There you go. So, those are your four options right there. Accidentally hit it twice. Sorry about that. You can subscribe to the channel. Especially if you have Amazon Prime, doing that here, you can do that for free. That supports us. You can send in bits, of course, as Jay mentioned, streamlabs.com/sportshood/tip, as always. And Cash App and Venmos are still open.
That's all right. So first story coming out of the gate. I didn't even see where it was. Because we switched. Okay, we switched the
so just to the first one. Yeah. So there you go.
All right. So. At some point, this shit stopped getting funny.
Yep.
Okay. Yep. Kanye went. Now we all know Kanye started out on this crusade, if you will, to get back his ex-wife Kim Kardashian. Kim has had no qualms about exposing the world, if you will, to her new relationship with Pete Davidson. Kanye has said that Kim is keeping the kids from him and all these other things. That Pete will never be around his kids. He's bought a house across the street. And, you know, he even this past Valentine's Day decided to send a whole black pickup truck full of roses to Kim's house. Well, not only did the nigga do that, he been going hard on Instagram. As you can see via the two posts, one which references one of the most hilarious scenes ever in the movie Baby Boy, which you gotta admit that nigga was cold for your mama. Yeah, cold for your mama. But this nigga says, upon my wife's request, please, nobody's going to do anything physical to Skeet. I'm going to handle the situation myself. She sent a text to him, and he took a screenshot of the text, said, you're creating a dangerous and scary environment, and someone will hurt Pete, and this will be all your fault. Here's the issue. It does not have to be Kanye West. It does not have to be people directly associated with Kanye West. This shit has got. I'm gonna tell you something, and this is the thing about it. To in my quick summarization, and I'll pass it over to you. We are watching an ex be stalked in real time, and too many people think this shit is funny. And I laugh ironically because it's not funny anymore.
Because it's not fun. It's not funny at all. Because if this was happening to if this was your sisters, your mama, your aunties, and their boyfriend was doing this shit, buying the place within the neighborhood to keep an eye on them and shit, they're trying to date someone else, and all of a sudden they're putting all sorts of shit on social media, blasting their name out, and all this fucking shit. The truth is, I understand that Kanye is bipolar. I understand that he's apparently off his meds because he said that he doesn't like how they make him feel and they stifle his creativity. That is not an excuse to be abusive. He is being emotionally fucking abusive right now, and Kim is right. There are enough crazy people obsessed with Kanye that Kanye just saying this shit about fuck Pete Davidson, fuck him up, all that kind of shit. I hate this nigga. They will go and ride on this nigga without Kanye's blessing. They'll just fucking do it. Like, I did it for you, dog. Like, we've seen crazier shit happen. Mm-hmm. So we are genuinely watching an abusive fucker do this in real time. And the funny thing is, we've seen this, even though he's bipolar, we've seen this behavior in him for a long time. Honestly, all the bullshit with Taylor and gaslighting her with all that shit, with the song and shit and all that, whatnot, doing it with black folk, with slavery is a choice and all this shit to us and whatnot. He has a tendency to fuck with people, let alone the people that are supposedly in his corner that he abuses. Jay-Z and the beef he fucking started with him for no fucking reason. The beef with Big Sean and John Legend that he did when he was on the Drink Champs and shit. He continuously is abusing the people around him. And what's scary about this is because it's his you know, soon-to-be ex-wife who is the ward over his children, the primary ward over his children and whatnot, I am terrified this is going to turn to some OJ shit. Honestly, I am genuinely scared this is going to turn to some OJ shit and niggas are laughing. It's not fucking funny, man. It's really not.
And that's the thing. I think people forget about what happened with OJ. And I know it's an older situation and whatnot, but you have to look at this as like, I understand. Look, let me just say this straight up. Let me be 100% with y'all. I understand when you lose your ex, the love of your life, how it hurts, how you want them back. I get that. We all have been there at one point in time and another. But there is a level when it goes from, I want you back, so they'll never want to have anything else to do with you. When you're going on this level, this tirade, this stalking, at this crusade where you're trying to not only just say you want your ex back, which was one thing, but the Pete Davidson got AIDS, all this other crazy shit he's been saying about Pete Davidson. Made sure he referenced him on the games track easy, like, all these different things. It's, bro, it's like, it's not, I know Kanye as, yeah, you're an awkward ass nigga. Yes, this is a mental situation with it. But also, like everybody's saying, you've just said it, this dude's fans are not the ones.
Yeah. And the last part, and then we'll kind of let this go. I also agree that the fucked up part is, and Weedman Wade just said it, I'll try it. I forget that we can pull up comments on our end. I was just looking at it from the dashboard. But Wee Man Wade said it. He was like, what pisses me off about this is people know that I'm bipolar. Kanye acting a fool makes people have expectations that I'm just going to snap soon. And that's the problem. Whenever people love to just throw around those terms or to not address, they know they have an issue, but they don't address it. And then they wild out. You are 1,000% making other people of any sort of condition that might be. It doesn't have to be mental health stuff. It could be of a demographic group. It could be whatever. You were just letting people think that that's how this shit fucking works. It's mad fucking disrespectful. And I genuinely wish somebody would stop this shit.
We will see. Well, unfortunately, what happens, man? It's. I don't want the worst to happen to this again. I never heard of a nigga that much obsessed. It was like, I'm gonna buy the house across the street. First of all, as it'd be a different story if it was like, there's levels of petty that go with that. But that, I don't even know if that's petty no more. Like, yo, that ain't even. Yeah. It ain't. I don't think it's not even petty anymore. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. The last thing I just thought about that I would just say, I mean, I don't like the Kardashians. I've never been a fan of them at all. I don't like what Kris does and the drama she brings about the whole situation. But and they in a certain way, by throwing him into this drama and this bullshit, you have awakened a beast that nobody. But that does not excuse his behavior. That's just my last little bit on that. So.
No, I completely agree, man. Streamlabs.com/blurtsinthehood/tip. As we both brought up, the Super Bowl was this weekend in Los Angeles, and the away team, the Los Angeles Rams, are your new Super Bowl 56 champions. Yes, they were the away team, even though they were playing there.
Even though we were playing in LA, and it is the building is associated with the yes. Rams and the
Chargers. And the crazy part is they had to use the away locker room.
Yes, they did.
Because it was crazy for them.
Yeah.
It is actually exciting because, again, Matthew Stafford, this is a picture a lot of people was hoping they would see. You know, a lot of people didn't know if he was there with the Detroit Lions, and that looks like a Lions flag on his shoulder. But I don't
know. Someone photoshopped that dude. That's not – he did not wear a Lions flag on his shoulder. Come on now. Like, let's be real. On top of the fact that they also changed the color of shit, dude, that is 1,000% Photoshop. But – here's the big thing, specifically talking about Stafford, because me and you could have our debate about the Super Bowl MVP, because I see you don't have a Cooper Kupp or Donald photo.
I forgot. I'm sorry. I forgot to put that in there.
Okay, we'll get to them in just a second, but let's talk about this. So a lot of people are saying, okay, this was like the last little hump Stafford needed to kind of push him into the Hall of Fame. And Richard Sherman hardcore disagrees. Sherman says, I'm going to talk about it on a podcast, but the Hall of Fame bar is incredibly low now, like a participation trophy. No all-decade team, no all-pro, no MVP, one Pro Bowl, not even MVP of the Super Bowl. Never considered the best in any of the years that he's played. At least Matt Ryan has an MVP. He follows up and says he did nothing spectacular. It's really a microcosm of his career. Did good, not great. Made a few wow passes, made a few facepalm passes. Aaron Donald and Vaughn are the two Hall of Famers he should thank. There is no measuring stick that makes Stafford a Hall of Famer other than playing in the most passer-happy decade in the NFL. Inflated numbers make every quarterback that starts 10 years plus a Hall of Famer. He gets his day, brother, but just throwing around Hall of Fame like this just irks me. So many had – whoa.
Sorry.
No problem. So many had to be the most dominant to make it. So before we move on to some of this other stuff, man, I mean, what do you think about hearing Sherman's thoughts on
he's absolutely
Stafford's
right.
Hall of Fame status?
He's absolutely right. Matthew Stafford is not a Hall of Famer. He's not. Because, and I just had this discussion earlier, there's somebody who's going to go in the Hall of Fame who shouldn't. It's Eli Manning. Eli Manning shouldn't go in the Hall of Fame, but he's going to fuck around and go.
Yeah, I think part of the reason why, honestly, is because he didn't necessarily win both of those titles. Like, he did with really solid-ass defenses, but there was nothing super crazy on that offense. And both times, he willed out of nowhere those final drives to win the game, let alone the fact that if you actually go and look at those playoff runs for both of those Super Bowls, both times they went in as not a very great seeded team.
They were wild cards.
They were wild card teams, but they kept winning in fourth quarters. It kept being like, okay. And then he would go, like, the people would joke that he becomes super Eli. So, like, he at least has a signature moment, like moments that could define it. I can't think of signature Matthew Stafford moments.
There isn't one. Like I said, I'm happy that he finally won it, you know, for his chasing as long as he did in Detroit, you know, trying to barely just get to the playoffs, et cetera, et cetera. And for his first year in Los Angeles to grab them a Super Bowl. Yes. Congratulations. But that man is not a Hall of Famer.
Not yet. If he does something radical in the next couple of years, then I'm here for it. If he even is in the conversation for an MVP, you know what I'm saying? But like, at least with Eli, some of the stuff that I'll give, he beat Brady twice. He did it once when it was an undefeated team. Again, I put more on that defense God damn it, what's his name? Michael Strahan for the first one when they beat the undefeated team. But you know what I'm saying? Like, there's at least something there. You could even make the argument with Ben Roethlisberger as far as that goes, the number of appearances to AFC championships. He does have the two rings. Yes, he didn't sniff an MVP, but there's a lot of like signature stuff. I get that Matthew Stafford was with the Lions, but like, homie didn't win him one playoff game. Mm-mm. He was only really good, like the team when Megatron was there. Like, you know what I'm saying? So coming here and winning, I mean, that's huge, but let's be 100% honest. That was Donald. That was Kupp. That was OBJ, bro. OBJ went off before he got injured.
Speaking of which, Cooper Kupp is your Super Bowl 56 MVP. He had the game-winning touchdown reception from the aforementioned Matthew Stafford. Now, we had this debate over who should have been MVP, right? Cooper Kupp had the reception, but it was two stops by Aaron Donald that end the game.
Did someone show you the photo of that last play, bro?
The offsides.
If Donald is late by a second, literally Ramsey is on the ground and Chase is gone.
He's gone.
If Donald is a second later,
late,
that's game, bro.
If Aaron Donald was 1 second later, because Jalen Ramsey is burnt on the ground and Jamar
he's on
Chase,
the ground.
And
bro, he looks like he's swimming, my guy. He looks like he's in the ocean trying to swim over to catch with Chase, man.
And so we had this debate going, you know, and I said it should literally go off of who makes the last impactful play, especially the way this game was played. And it has to it sucks. Look, Cooper Kupp is the trifecta winner of the year for receivers. Touchdowns, receptions, and yards. Got it. But as far as Super Bowl MVP –
I think it should have been one or two things. It either should have been Donald or it should have been a split. I would have been fine if they had
split.
I would have been fine with a split because both of the superstars on the team, if we're being honest, like I would argue there are four. You could make Stafford a loose five. I would say that the four are Cup, Donald, OBJ, and Von Miller. What?
So Jeremiah Wise says, I'm biased. Cooper is from my hometown, but I read that MVP votes are due by the 2-minute warning. So I understood Cooper winning it because the votes are already in before Donald makes the stops.
That seems stupid. That seems so stupid just from the standpoint of you have all that time.
Keep saying what you're saying.
You have all that time with you did it and the confetti's falling and you're interviewing people and the bitches crying and baby screaming and titties pop out and everybody's like, I'm going to Disneyland. Like, you have a lot of time.
I want to see titties pop out, man. Let me tell you something. Listen, if one thing I understand it now, the NFL has a rule.
Where the bitches at? It's supposed to be titties. Where the fucking titties and the bitches?
The NFL has a rule. If there's a streaker, they don't give him any coverage, right? Because there was a streaker in the Super Bowl.
And they cut him off, yeah.
They cut him off. However, if there's just random titties that come out, ladies, if you want to be in like the front and just start all pulling out titties, a celebration for your team, I don't know what the NFL going to do. They're going to be like, this is too many titties. What are you looking at like that? I don't like the
just
way you're doing
it. Just give me a second. Also, did something happen on your end? Because you messaged me. Oh, that. Okay, hold on. So.
Yeah, what are you talking about? All right, so yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, I guess I don't have to count anymore. Fucking A. But for some reason, I don't have a shot glass in here. Okay, just...
Get your life together then.
Yeah, just give me a second.
I'll give you... Okay, that's one.
It was right here. Nigga, it was here all along. It was Agatha all along.
By the way, I forgot to put that up here. That's what I meant to put up here, too. What? Since you brought that up real quick. The Marvel shows are leaving Netflix at the end of the month.
Yeah, but let's not change stories yet. We'll talk about that in a minute. I just want to say that.
But yeah,
you know you're going to make life harder on me.
Yeah, I'm not going to do all that. So along with that, we talked about the Super Bowl and Super Bowl again. The Super Bowl commercials. They weren't really what everyone expected. This year was all about really two things, if you ask me personally.
Fucking celebrities?
Nope. Peacock and crypto.
Well, one, of course, whoever holds the key or the ring or whatever the fuck you want to call it to the Super Bowl always blast their shit nonstop, bro. Like, that's some real talk. Like, cheers on that. So obviously NBC was running the Super Bowl, so of course they're going to plug their streaming service the whole time.
They plugged the fuck out of Peacock. Go ahead.
I was just going to ask you, what was your favorite commercial? It was a pain in the ass trying to listen to the commercials where we were at because people were screaming bloody fucking murder. Like, that wasn't one of the more important parts of the show.
But I think you got to I'm glad we can talk about this now. I think you got to realize people are not just going to all be quiet for the commercials.
Sure, but let's just be real. But that's not what I'm talking about. There was a particular person legitimately screaming, oh my God, that shit's crazy. Is that case already? And I was like, you are my friend, and I might do the hands of Kristen have to choke you out right now.
through the hands of Kristen?
Well, because I'm not going to put hands on any of the women in my life.
So I know, Kristen, I'm sorry,
do it. Kristen will have to do it.
The weirdest statement I've ever heard in my life. I will vicariously choke the shit out you through my girl. It's the wildest statement I think I've ever heard. I'm gonna vicariously choke the fuck out you.
The real reason every dude needs a sister or a cousin or an auntie that can go, like, the minute that you in trouble with any sort of woman, you have the women in your life go handle business. I can't. I would never. So Kristen got it.
You know, for me, I think the commercial, you know, the it was nice seeing Scarlett Johansson and Colin Jost do a commercial together.
I thought it was funny.
You know, year before last, we got Jason Momoa and Lisa Bonet when they were still together. And so it was nice. It was real nice. You know what I'm saying? And so that one, everything else, like I said, was just crypto.
I love the Arnold one, bro, for the electric beamer. That shit was hilarious. Him as Zeus, bro, and Selma Hayek as Hera. I thought that shit was mad fucking funny. So I enjoyed that one, dude. But Coinbase was probably the cleverest one by putting up just a QR code.
Nigga, they put just a QR code for the whole screen.
Like, we were like a QR code that bounced around like a Windows 98 screensaver. I was like, what the fuck is going on with this, man?
And it was the Coinbase.
It was Coinbase. Yeah.
And then it's like, we were like, wait, it's really a thing about getting, but what it did, I was telling someone earlier, what this Super Bowl did for crypto with its commercials was it officially legitimized it. There has been so much talk about crypto.
Someone made a point. There was a really viral tweet that went out. It's like, you know, the funny thing about money, it never has to advertise itself, bro.
Yeah, you got a point.
Money. Hey, you, bro, you ain't never seen a fucking $20 bill be like, hey, y'all, it's money. Get you some. Like,
hey, man, I would have liked that. Ever. I'd have liked that $20 bill with the Harriet Tubman's like, I freed niggas. I freed them niggas. Now, yes, Stormy has it. The Flamin' Hot Cheetos ad with the animals that didn't push it.
Wait. Seth Rogen and Paul Rudd, dude, they were making up all these damn stuff. The Lays were there all the time. That shit had me dying, bro. I thought that shit was funny.
But again, it wasn't an extravaganza of commercials like we all thought. Hey, y'all,
it's money. Get you some.
Hey, y'all want money? Hey, it's commercial tell you get money, nigga. I would love, you know, here's the crazy thing about commercials. If you got $3 million, you can pay to get a commercial, right?
That's true. That was good, too. The cable guy one with the Verizon Wireless, that was a funny throwback.
And that was the thing, too. That was a lot of that. Chris also brings up the Scrubs reunion. There was a lot of throwback stuff. Seth Rogen and Paul Rudd is a throwback thing. There was a lot of throwback stuff going on. But, you know, I don't think there was anything, like, there were no real major trailers, minus the Doctor Strange one that revealed that we are getting the Illuminati and Charles Xavier, Patrick Stewart as Charles Xavier. Like, that was all it revealed. You know, that was pretty much it. And I thought we were supposed to get all these big trailers, but what it is now, and after we didn't get it, for me, what I realized was you have these companies in Disney and Warner Brothers that realize we got our own shit to promote. We don't need to pay money to really use that. The Moon Knight spot was dope, but as a whole, they ain't got to put shit on there. They can like, yo, we can put up the trailer on Twitter and let it make 100 million views on Twitter real quick.
Yeah. Yeah, you have a point. I mean, you have a point, man. And so it's one of those things where you're seeing, the Joneses commercial. The Keeping Up with the Joneses, where you had Rashida racing Leslie, racing Tommy Lee, and then they ended it with Jonas and being like, and they were like,
yeah,
this little white boy. Like, I thought that was funny, too. But yeah, things have changed. I think things have changed. What I hate, man, I think about your commercial, and you did have Chris Rock in it, but he was in there for half a second, right?
Half a second.
And the rest of it was just regular ass people doing things that had to do with rocks, which was cool. I hate the fact that you were seeing a lot of regular folks not in these commercials now to have that moment and to make that money. Like, these celebs already fucking make so much goddamn Skrilla. Can you let a Jay Washington, a Winston A. Marshall, whoever we know, a Rati Stryer, whoever we know to be acting shit, can we get a fucking Super Bowl commercial?
You know what it is? You got to talk to those. It's these advertising agencies because we're – look, somebody had this – I had a discussion with a buddy of mine about this. He was talking about the same thing. And he was like, yo, do we really need celebrities to promote all these products? Unfortunately, and this is, I say this as an actor that wants to work in this shit, we've seen that people connect connect items and products
to celebrities. It's an endorsement thing. I get it. But think about this. You know the commercials that stick out to me more than anything? The little Darth Vader boy that fucking starts the Volkswagen with his hand.
Yes.
It's technically a celebrity because it's Vader, but it's kid Vader. It's a child. It's a
child.
You know that
right.
That's not fucking James Earl Jones or any of the people that played the suit.
My homegirl Jasmine Carter and Mina Kortermann, my two homegirls, are in the Google Pixel commercial about
the tone. That one was great, too. That one sticks out of my head. As well as back in the day, dude, probably the most famous Super Bowl commercial of all time. What that? That had nothing to do with fucking celebrities. You just gave me a good ass fucking commercial.
Uh-huh.
Like, because the truth is, a lot of these commercials with the celebrities, they're not that creative. They're not that funny, with a few exceptions. There was the animal thing stuck out to you more, and it had no goddamn celebrities in it because it was a good written commercial.
Mm.
So I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I would like to, again, super shout out to my homie Ron G. I saw in a commercial, like I said, Jasmine was in a commercial. I saw a couple of buddies of mine in commercials, but it's like, again, why these celebrities? Look, you want it's a catch 22 for us, and I say this because we're like, man, these celebrities getting all this money, but we want to hit that celebrity status at the same time, and we want them to call us and be like, yo, you want this money?
Yeah, like, but you got to think about this shit. You got to think about this shit as, you know how we make fun of rednecks that they have bought the lie from, like, the Mitch McConnells and shit like that? It'd be like, see, you're better than them niggers. What it really is you're just not rich yet. You're a billionaire.
I was not ready for that one. I was not ready for it.
You're a rich white man like we are too. You just got to get past all them darkest, and then you could be up here with us. So you don't want these tax bills to come in, because they'll take your billions from you too. They don't have billions. If you right. get to that status, you can have a different conversation. But until then, you should be looking to try and, like, help. So that's all I'm saying on that one. But I do bring this up because this was one of the commercials, was a trailer for the Rings of Power. And there's hella racist Tolkien fans that have come out the woodwork talking all sorts of shit about, like, why are there black elves? Blah, 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 blah. First of all, brand new characters, bitch. Second of all, fictional fucking creatures, bitch. You don't think that fucking melanin exists? Are you fucking stupid? Like, go ahead, Jay. Go ahead, Jay.
1 second, please.
Agenda.
I shared this tweet and it just went viral. It went viral on TikTok and on iFunny. I said, boy, they saw a black, wait for it, elf, and lost their mind. And I used white nerds looking at the casting of fantasy shows. White, peach, eggshell, okay, woke. Pandering, agenda, like, it's the truth. Like, again, it's a fucking fantasy show. And I have some idiots on Twitter in my comments, well, why can't black people make their own fantasy shit? And then my buddy Corey Green said, say the statement you just said again out loud. It's fantasy. It's a fucking elf. Like, yeah, dude.
God damn it.
I did not. I don't have the money to get a new camera. I ordered my microphone. Thank God. Hopefully it'll get here. So thank y'all for helping out with that. I need it, man, look, I got to figure out how I'm going to do all this shit. Oh, we'll talk about Blurs at the Dark, because I might be able to make it if I don't make Best of Fest. But anyway, go ahead.
So you were just saying that, you know, white people, like, why you got to come in and ruin our shit?
Because no one cares about the whites.
Like, bro, again, fantasy. It's fucking fantasy. You have to understand that. And
would Ben Affleck say in Jay and Silent Bob Strikes Back, fictional characters. They're not real.
But, like, it's not just that, dude. It's the fact that, like, was it you or Dwayne that was telling a story at the Super Bowl party about a black author who wrote an incredible fictional work, went to Lucasfilm to go get it produced, and they were trying to do all sorts of shit to it, and, like, you can't do this, that, and the other, and she said, then, motherfuckers, I will go somewhere else. So, like, that's the thing. Even when we push it out, then you won't even let us fucking do our own shit. So, you can't win. You can't win either motherfucking way. Now, there's still some more Super Bowl news. There was a lot of stuff happening with this. So the next big thing we want to talk about is the halftime show.
Man, that seems like this is going to be most of the show.
I mean, we got some other stuff to talk about, but there's
we might not get to it all. Yeah,
we'll see. So the halftime show happened, and one of the biggest moments that happened during the halftime show, Eminem ended up kneeling during it. Now, there was a rumor going around previously. It has now been stated officially from the NFL. There was a rumor going around, because the truth is the NFL has to approve of all halftime shows from start to finish. After Janet Jackson, they never getting caught with a titty out ever again. So they have to approve from start to finish the halftime show. So the rumor going around was that Eminem told them that he was kneeling. The NFL said absolutely not. And then Eminem did it anyway. But a statement came out yesterday from the NFL saying, we have to know about the show. We knew that Eminem was kneeling and we didn't have a problem with it. And on top of that, if any of the players or the coaches wanted to kneel as well, they would not have met any repercussions either. So kind of feel like it's NFL covering their ass, but here's the big thing that I want to get.
That is, nigga.
Here's the big thing that I want to get. I want to get out of you, Jay, because I noticed this. Do you notice that they were still bitching about the kneeling with Eminem?
Hey, let me find this tweet I put up about
I
that.
They were upset because they were kneeling during the national anthem, and that's disrespectful. So was it about the kneeling and black people trying to stand up for themselves or anybody trying to stand up for us, or was it about the national anthem? I would just love some clarification from those crack-ass crackers that have been trying to be in my face about this shit for so long.
Let me pull up this tweet I put up yesterday, might as well. All right. So I stated... So the melanin deficient are mad that Eminem took a knee. I thought it was supposed to be about taking a knee during the anthem. Which one is it? It's almost like it wasn't about that in the first place.
I mean, just be honest. What is it? What is it really? What is it
it's
really
like
about?
It wasn't about the anthem in the first place. And also, here's the best part. You ready for the best part, Winston?
What happened?
The majority of people that went on Twitter and like even ugly-ass conservative talk show host Charlie Kirk, this little clown-ass fuck decided to say because of Mary J. Blige showing them thick-ass, beautiful chocolate thighs, the NFL is now the league of sexual anarchy. This halftime show should not be allowed on television.
Bro. The worst thing that happened out there that you might want to run for the hills is when you saw Crip Hamilton happen. During DRE. Jay was out here making jokes talking about the Dickies budget on this fucking halftime.
What's the Dickies budget for these niggas?
But otherwise, bro, you saw a little bit of Mary J's thighs because she was wearing thigh-high boots. She wasn't even, ain't nobody out here showing no ass or whatever. Like, it was fucking stupid. Let alone, did you see the number of people that said that the Super Bowl halftime show was racist? You're just gonna have all black people? Nigga, who is Eminem black? Because even though we accept him, last time I checked, that's a white person.
But you're missing the number one point
for
everyone who bitched and complained about this halftime show. 98.7% of them have said at least 4 years ago they were boycotting the NFL and never going to watch again. So how can you be mad at a halftime show to see and some shit you said you weren't supposed to be watching in the first fucking place?
Amen. Well, let's go to some of the funnier parts of the show, man. 50 Cent was one of the special guests, bro, and he had decided to do his classic in the club moment where he was hanging upside down. And at first, some people didn't know. Maybe this is what they were talking about because it's in the club and there's a couple women shaking, but that's not even that big of a fucking deal. So Eminem, so he's sitting up here. And then we started to get a little closer once he got down. Everybody's like, man, Fitty kind of big. And especially, as I appreciate you getting the photo of what he looked like before and now. Now, what a lot of people pointed out is like, first of all, give the man a break. He's making his money. Second of all, he's still very fit. I mean, his arms are not fat arms. Those things are fucking pythons. He looks like The Rock with those arms right now. But the other thing is, the man is damn near 50 years old. If I look like that at 50 years old, man, I feel like I'm winning, bro. Like,
I need you motherfuckers don't understand, a picture on the left is a 20-something-year-old dude.
20-year-old dude that his body fat percentage is probably like 3%. Whereas now it's probably up to like 19, but this dude is still super fucking in shape, bro. It's like kind of insane. But the thing that had me laughing is the one homie sent Dom's homie sent that message being like, damn, inflation hit hard. 50 and whole dollar now.
But here's the problem I have with the 50 Cent jokes. And a bunch of the homies have said this, and we're going to keep it a buck.
Okay.
This is what we do on the show. Mm-hmm. For as much 50 control people, we get it. That 50 is probably one of the greatest trolls on Twitter ever. And he knows what he's doing. But people were able to body shame 50 Cent and say what they want, and was all jokes, but you do Lizzo or anybody else, and it's a problem. Now, I understand. I want to make sure I preface this. I understand that women have caught hell because of their size before. I get it. I understand. But I'm talking about the day and age in which we're supposed to be in currently, and which we're supposed to look at everyone evenly.
A lot of people brought that up. But then again, me, I was like, a lot of you niggas just put up these 10-year challenge photos and need to shut the whole fuck up. Like, yeah. I seen niggas started out 10 years ago look like this, ended up the picture looking like this. Like, you might want to stop. Like, those worst ones, but
I digress.
I hear what you're saying. Dude, you're comparing apples and oranges. I understand they're both fruit in that regard. They're both dealing with weight and body shaming. But A, we just said it, 50 still looks very much in shape. He's just bigger. Yeah, B, 50 has trolled the fuck out of the world for decades. So if you can't take the jokes, you can't dish them. That's the second thing. And the third thing is, let's be 100% real. I know we had a whole conversation about this over roughly a year ago. Like you said, I understand the idea of wanting everybody to be treated equally in that regard, but let's be honest. Women are still full-blown, like, objectified and only treated with value for what they can provide physically, where that's not – the dad bods is something that people are into.
Is it true, though? Here's the thing, and I'm going to tell you something. That is only in a select few, and it is not at all. And I will stand on this. That is one of the things I will stand on, bro. The whole dad bods and guys don't have to be this, that, and the third. It's a fuck, nigga. Have you watched the Tinder Swindler?
Once again, yes, I have. But once again, you are taking this from somebody that has lived in Los Angeles for too long. You go outside of this fucking city, bro, and yes. Yes, the dad bod and more is very much accepted for men. It's not even a real discussion. Let's be 1,000% honest. Like, come on now. Like, let's use our logical brains, not our emotional hearts right now, bro. Like, let's genuinely think about this. If you leave Los Angeles is one of the most vapid cities in the entire fucking world. You know this. So, yes.
It's not just LA. Yes, I understand. I know some big niggas in the hood that fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know some big chicks in the hood that fuck. But at the same time, looking at
all the comments, everybody in the comments is agreeing with me. It's that LA shit. Dude, get to Arizona.
It's not. No. No, did you read what Marlon said? Jay is right. He lives in shit right. I know where he lives in Arizona. It is this vain shit about dudes' bodies. Everybody wants to make it seem like it's a Hollywood Los Angeles thing. And it is not, bro. It is not.
I'm not saying that people aren't vapid throughout the world. People are very, very like shallow in that regard. I won't pretend like it's not, but the level at which it is here versus anywhere else is completely different. Honestly. I mean, we can do this all day if you want. We have other things to talk about, bro. So, you know, it is what it is. I mean, we've done this discussion once before.
I hate these niggas in his comments. I hate these niggas in the neighborhood like that. Why? I hate these niggas in the neighborhood.
Why? Okay,
I will start here. Jimmy Nails. Jay, why are you talking about me like that? I'm right here when I say niggas back home, fuck. But this is the one.
I got zero kids. I'm built like Cleveland Brown. Women love me.
I'll pay that. Listen.
Yes, sir. This nigga's spitting.
Damn, nigga. But again, yes, like I said, there are big dudes that get it in. But for the most part, the visceral appeal is not of the dad bod or the bigger dude.
I but hear me out. This is the last thing I'll say about it. We should really move on. Yes. Men of a particular shape, especially the ones that are more fit around the world, are getting way more attention than big dudes. Trust me, from someone that's been fucking fat since third grade, I get it. All right? But the level of shit
that women... I'm a big dude and I got good dick. I'm sorry. Go ahead. You were saying?
The level of shit that big women get compared to big men is not comparable. It is not... comparable.
I'm not saying it is. I've never stated
But it doesn't matter. The way you keep coming with that vitriol, you keep acting like this is even playing ground. It's fucking not.
No. I know from what historically and how we've seen things, I understand that. I'm not taking that out of context by any shape of the imagination. I'm not any stretch. Excuse me.
By bringing up Lizzo, you are.
Though. I use that as a prominent figure that which if anyone says something about, I'm using her as a prominent example. Like, I had people try to come back at Adele because she lost weight, nigga. What?
And that's again my point. women and what they have to deal with weight, it does not mean that our own insecurities and the shit we have going on and the way people treat us don't fucking matter. Trust me, for everything that I've gone through, and I'm sure everything that you've gone through, it fucking does. But it's just this idea of, like, honestly, we still started on first base because, again, there are plenty of women that are not as, you know, shallow like that. Whereas a lot of women that are dealing that, like, the bigger women like that. So the Hold stuff on, that Lizzo goes through, they're not even on the, they're in the, they're playing in the minors. So unfortunately, just depends real quick. What happened?
I'm told. Hold on. So you pay attention to the dudes. Okay. I'm not, I didn't miss y'all. I'm sorry. I was looking at the screen. Hold on.
Wow.
Damn, Lizzo.
Wow. Damn, Jay. Wow. Wow.
Wait. Okay. Okay. So, okay. The women are getting. Okay. I didn't mean. I'm not ignoring. Okay.
Wow. Hold on. So far, women in the chat. And see, it's going to be hard to differentiate that because we can't. But so far, dad bods, yes or no? So far, 100% say yes. The six ladies that have voted, seven ladies that have voted have all said yes, bro. So,
I am not ignoring y'all. Y'all are not gonna do this. Y'all not gonna make me. Hey, JB, y'all.
That's
here.
A good point. You kept pulling up comments from men when the question is what women find attractive. You.
I didn't see the one. I didn't see it. I just happened to look up. Y'all not gonna do it, man.
Blue girl. Thank you. Basically, this ambling soul.
I didn't.
Yeah. Okay. Whatever. Fuck this bullshit.
Y'all not gonna come at me like this.
If you built like Rick Ross, we would be hollering. Oh. That's all right, Jay. I'm gonna go ahead and bail you out, y'all. The Oscars are about to drop, y'all. If you didn't know about this.
I don't know, because I feel like it's going to keep coming for a minute. I didn't do this.
No. The Oscars are about to drop, y'all. We're getting them, next month, right? If I remember correctly.
Yes.
But the big story that we want to talk about to start off, you didn't put an asset in here for it, nigga? How we even... Damn, you ruined all the fun for yourself. You were the one that put the goddamn first topic about the Oscars. No, not that one, nigga. That's the second one.
What did I put for the first one?
Nigga, look at the run sheet.
Hold up. The Oscars. Oh, shit. Forgot to put that in there.
So it doesn't matter. We'll just talk about it. So for those of you that don't know, they are doing a fan favorite movie vote where people can vote in of what they think is the fan favorite movie of the year, and they can win an Oscar for that. But there are rules as to what is allowed to win that Oscar. So home movies or films which are not eligible for other Oscar awards cannot be used as a favorite movie. So take a wild guess why Jay has a half grin on his face when he's trying to upload this shit. Which particular film?
I'm getting told, and I feel real bad. Cause like
your DMs, people are fucking you up, huh?
Nigga, I'm sorry. Listen.
Look, I'll break the tension since Jay's having a hard time.
I put
this
it
movie,
in.
Zack Snyder's Justice League, is not eligible for the fan favorite Oscar, y'all. Oh, and the it came back. 13 out of 14 women said yes, dad bods are in. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. The point is Zack Snyder's Justice League is not eligible for the fan favorites, and oh Lord, will the Snyder Cut fans upset.
I love it, bro. It is the because they keep swearing up and down that it was the greatest thing ever in cinema history. And it's like, no, it's not.
It might be in their opinion, but...
No, it's because it was the...
Stop. It might be in their opinion, but it's not eligible for an Oscar. That's all that matters. That doesn't take anything away from what they felt about the film, but they cannot win an Oscar. They cannot win an Oscar because it was not eligible for it. I don't remember the slight rules they changed for streaming. I do believe part of it is limited release stuff. And since this was not necessarily released as a film, it was released just as like a special event for HBO Max. It does not qualify. So go figure.
Well, it's you can, because everybody keeps trying to say, oh, it was the number one movie of the year. Remember when somebody tried to say the movie made some $100 million or whatnot? It was like the movie didn't make any money. The movie was a stream thing.
Also, come on now. Let's not, like, Snyder Cut was good for me. I know you didn't like it. You're going to sit up here and straight up tell me that No Way Home, which is about to pull $2 billion, you don't think people have something to say about which was the better of the two films just by the amount of money that motherfucker pulled in, bro?
I'm trying to just get my thoughts together and say, ladies, I am so sorry. I don't want y'all to ever feel I'm ignoring you. I keep switching between our assets and the chat. And when I switch back again, it may have seemed like I was ignoring y'all, and I do not want to seem that way. So what I am saying right, you know what, give me a second. Let me do this. So what I am saying right now, I want to make sure this is just known that it's me. Okay, he go say something. Yes, thank you. Look, I go between the chat and the assets. I want to make sure y'all know I'm looking directly at the chat from here on in. If any assets, shut the fuck up, Winston. If any assets, I just hear you breathe like you ready to say something. If I, you know what I'm saying, at any point, I don't want y'all to think I was out here on bullshit. Stop.
Are you not ashamed of yourself? Are you not embarrassed? This is really embarrassing.
Please believe me. Please believe me.
Jay is genuinely out here like,
I've made a huge mistake.
I'm going to put this back up like this. I'm going to do this. Right here. I'm going to let you. I'm going here and read these scream labs.
No, before you do that, there's more Oscar stuff, so that we finally are having hosts for the Oscars yet again after years of no hosts. Amy Schumer, Regina Hall, and Wanda Sykes will be co-hosting the Oscars together. Bro, I cannot fucking wait for this shit. I like, obviously, you have two of the biggest female stand-up comedians of all time up there. Yes. And then Regina Hall, one of the greatest comedic actresses we've seen in a very, very long time. So the three of them, I feel like, will absolutely kill this shit, man. What are your thoughts?
I think it's beautiful. I think first of all, it's historic and monumental. The way they're going to break it down is each woman will host an hour of the show. Mm. Will Packer is producing this and directing this. It's something different. Last year's Oscars were the lowest in the Oscars 94-year history. Mm-hmm. And that was them trying to go without a host. Here's the question, though. It's like, what do people want out of the Oscars? Like, some people are like, oh, it's boring. I don't want to see this. I want to see that. It's like, what do you want to see? Do you want to see comedic hosts and comedic presentations? I know it's some when it comes to award speeches and things like that, but it's like, what do people want with this?
Here's the thing. Award shows in general have been completely in the toilet, with the exception of some of the younger ones. So like the VMAs, the BET Awards, and like the Kids Choice Awards. Nobody fucking watches award shows anymore. The numbers for them have all been down because we're in such a state. Before, when everything seemed to be fine,
Shout out for the Issa Rae response. I'm here. I'm rooting for everybody black. Like, that's it. I want all the black people to win. I'm with you.
I'm there with it. But to that point, we're in a state now where people, especially with COVID and everything else like that, people don't want to see rich and famous people get pats on the back for being rich and famous. You know what I'm saying? They're kind of over it. I think if, again, we were in a good place, then maybe, and you put on a good show, then I think maybe people will come clamoring back. But
again, what I'm saying. What makes that's the question I'm asking.
I'm saying the country has to get into some state of like, okay. Like, people have not been watching the last 2 years because of the fucking pandemic. It had been dropping years since because how rocky has this country been? Trump getting into office, everybody at each other's throats, the economy up in arms, like, bro. People are like, I don't want to sit here and watch rich people be like, everything's fine. I want a statue. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's why people are not tuning in. It's not just the Oscars. The Grammys have not been doing well. The Emmys, the Golden Globes,
the Golden Globes called.
Cut the show. They cut the show, bro.
That's because the Hollywood Foreign Press got caught with that work. Niggas was like, oh, so this is what you think you're going to do? And they was like, so we sorry.
That's because they were out here Tinder swindling for Emily in Paris, and then next thing you know, bro, like,
can I talk about Tinder? I just watched this shit today.
I haven't seen it yet.
Let me tell you. So it's a dude.
I know what it is.
Okay.
Oh, you're telling me.
Here's the Here's the problem I have with it. Like, dude's a piece of shit. It is guaranteed an asshole. But there's got to be accountability on all fronts. Because the one woman says she saw he was a billionaire, was like, ooh, this will be nice. And when dude invited her to a private plane, she told her friends, and her friends basically, well, all women basically was like, bitch, hold on. What is you doing? She literally said she responded, YOLO. What?
Well, but see, that somebody brought up a point. If you want to talk about it in that regard, because like if you want to bring it up compared to like Love is Blind, we can talk about that at another point.
Nigga,
too.
It's some lousy niggas on Love is Blind this season.
There's another Jessica.
We got another Jessica and Shayna.
What?
Jessica's like Shayna. Because remember, Jessica wanted Barnett, but ended up with Mark, and she kept trying. She got drunk and tried to holler at Barnett, and Amber was gonna fuck her up. And Shayna,
I get it, but I think the only reason it's a little different, I still think she's like, she should have just said fucking no. So that's on her. She should have said no to the proposal, honestly. Yeah. Because like, for y'all that didn't know that, like, you'll find out soon enough. I don't want to ruin anything, but there's like a major core belief difference. The minute that happened, she should have kiboshed it. Yeah. That should have been it. So yeah. It's slightly different. And so I'm upset with her for a different reason. Jessica's ass straight up was like, no, I love you, man. This is great, blah, blah, blah. But also, Barnett, can I get that dick, though? Like, you know what I'm saying?
It's Jessica again.
No, Mike, I love you. You're amazing. But yo, Barnett, where that dick at, though? But like, the one thing I will say about Shayna that was fucked up, bro, how's she going to tell him, we should sleep in separate rooms? Okay, we'll do that. Okay,
I'm going to go now.
Hold on. She goes, we just sleep in different rooms. Okay, I'm going to go to bed now. It's 7:30. Yeah, I'm gonna go to bed now. And he's out here doing his talking head, talking about, yeah, you know, I really, you know, we're engaged. I really wish we could have stayed together, but that's okay. I love her, and we're gonna get married. And he turns the lights off at 7:30, and this bitch is leaving in her robe with both her suitcases out the goddamn hotel at 7:45 at night, bro. Just left him and did not say goodbye.
But you know who's the worst? Worse than her? The dude, Shake. Shake, the Middle Eastern guy who's with
Deep. Yeah.
Because first of all, if you watch, the show is called Love is Blind. And he is asking the women physical descriptor questions. And
well, that was stupid. Yes.
Number one.
Yes,
but then he got to Deep D. He was like, yo, I finally found another brown woman I've attracted. Because he literally says he's only dated white women.
He only dated white women, yeah.
But then this nigga literally has been telling everybody, I ain't attracted to her.
Yeah, she, well, you saw the teaser, right? Where it was for the second half of the season, where it was like, you know, didn't we talk about this? You want to marry your best friend? It's like, yeah, but like, your best friend, you trying to fuck?
Fuck. Like, trying to fuck.
I mean, he's true, but that's the most impolite fucking way to tell someone that is your fucking fiance, I do not find you attractive. Like, bro, dude is, what? Oh.
Like, these niggas, like, again, yes, women love dad bods. Look, women love my body. I get it. I work hard on it, and I appreciate it. Shut the fuck up with it. But this is what I said.
Oh, the last thing about Love is Blind, nigga, there ain't a single couple to root for. At least we had the one mixed couple last year that we were like,
Lauren,
they're going to make it.
Lauren and Cameron. Yeah,
they were great. We don't have a single one of them this year, bro. Nope. Everybody look like they're about to fall apart.
Cause old dude Jared, he gonna fuck around and fuck Mallory and leave Elena gonna leave. Cause you see in the preview, she gets her ass back in the Uber with the dress. Like, and look, Lauren and Cameron are still going strong.
Mm-hmm.
But I say all that to say the show is basically to prove is love blind. Love is not blind. The reason Lauren and Cameron work is because they're both attracted to each other physically as well. We can sit there and say the emotional connection means everything, which it does, but physical plays an absolute part. Again, just want y'all to look. Love is Blind is on Netflix. The Tinder Swindler is on Netflix. Yo, all Netflix has great trash TV right now. Let's do our stream lab thing. We've been on the show.
Okay, real quick. Ryan Cross, we'll do this next. We'll do this next show. He sent in his points. He would like us to roast him. His Insta is the same as the Switch Shaman to the Ryan Cross Project. So we will go and find some photos of you and we'll give you the business, bro.
All right. Can I say this?
That's what you want.
Can y'all clip this out right now before I say this? Let me say something.
Oh, they also want to see your artwork. What do you got right now?
I got about four things. I'll find those. But I want to say this. If I roast you, you need to know I go for the jugular, and I want y'all to know. They're like, well, they asked for this. Yes, what the fuck you get? Now let me go get my artwork while this nigga talks.
Yeah, no, that's it. Just understand it. So if you want to back out, you can. But yes, we're not gonna pull any punches. You know, obviously we're not gonna say anything grossly inappropriate, like, you know, using words and shit we shouldn't be. But as far as just roasting your ass, I mean, we ain't gonna stop. So just understand that. But all good. Happy to do so if that's what y'all would like. All right, so as Jay comes back, let me go ahead and start reading these Streamlabs. Again, thank you so much to everybody that's donated. Wee Man Wade says, gotta be in and out, but much love to the Blurds. Black Taurus with the cheers. Wee Man Wade, get Jay drunk. Kiersey says, so glad to have the Blurds and the neighborhood today after a rough few days. Kiersey, I hope you're doing okay. Definitely hope
get
that.
Wee Man Wade, pour up.
And then Wee Man Wade again. Winston, have you thought about voice acting? I could hear you as the voice of iconic great characters. I appreciate that. And yes, it is something that I am considering and trying to make handle. But all right, Jay, you ready?
Ba-ba-ba-da. All right, so today you can get this Black Panther. I was just sketching it a little bit more. It could be available to you as purchase. Do you have children in your life? Or do you want to introduce your children to some classic cartoons? Introduce to the Rugrats. The Punisher when it meant something, or give this to the MAGA uncle in your life.
All right,
and final one, you want to see someone angry? Incredible Hulk.
Get your children sprayed and neutered.
Your children? Your children?
I was waiting for you to notice. And finally, Jimmy Dale's just sent one in who says, much love, brothers. Got my shirt yesterday, Jay, rocking it proudly. I genuinely was wondering if you were going to notice, bro. I just slipped through there real fast. And I just kept going to see what you would do.
I have these supervillain shirts. I think I have like two hoodies left. So normally I was going to keep one hoodie for myself, but I'm going to get rid of the hoodie too. It's a 3XL hoodie. I just realized I was going to keep it, but I'm going to get rid of it. So hoodies are available, and please buy this. This is a 3X shirt, but I have large, extra large, 2X and 3X shirts. Please get your shirts. Help me get this shit out of my house.
It got bought again. I don't know. So did this.
What the fuck? Oh shit. This is what I tell you. That's a Twitch alert. I hate that Twitch. I hate. Here's
the funniest part is someone was like, Wednesday Marshall, fuck them kids.
That's what you it just all right. What else do we got going on in the stories we gotta talk
about? Just ban somebody for out here trying to put a bunch of spam in our shit. So that's fun.
All right, so let's go to this one real quick. And with that, you got the Streamlabs out the way.
Yeah, we did all the Streamlabs.
All right, this is what time it is.
And now an ode to Karens, brought to you by Blurreds in the Hood. Now, before we go into this dedication, you must be asking yourself, well, what is a Karen and what does it mean? Well, Karen is a mocking slang term for an entitled, obnoxious, middle-aged white woman, especially as featured in memes. Karen is generally stereotyped as having a blonde bob haircut, asking to speak to retail and restaurant managers to voice complaints or make demands, and being a nagging, often divorced mother from Generation X. Karens most notably have been known now to call the police on black people when they're just doing this thing called living. You know, something that God allowed them to do. This includes Barbecue Becky, Permit Patty, Sleepin' Sarah, and a host of others. And typically, Karens feel that because they are white women, they are entitled to do whatever they want and make life choices based on their insecurities as well as fears. Well, here are a few moments of wild Karens caught in their natural habitat.
I'm going to tell you something. This one comment just irks my soul just reading it like this.
Which one?
Wet Goose. Did all the chickens get played?
Let me double check.
Yes, we have like two more Idris O shits, but I'll just convert it into Ed.
I just wanted to play it again.
What does that have to do with the Karens? Also, I love you went from laughing to just straight, just like so fast.
Emotional damage.
Here's the Karen. Pay attention real quick.
Done, and I need to get out of here. It doesn't work like that. It takes days. I want to talk to the manager. Okay, one second. Hi, how can I help you? What the fuck is your problem?
It's my problem.
It's just you.
You came in here acting like you own the place.
I want to rent a yacht.
Does it look like you have yachts?
I see them all around there. We don't have any yachts for rent.
I see them.
Whose yachts are they?
They're personal yachts.
You don't want to make no money here at this restaurant.
I guess we don't.
What the hell are you doing? You cannot record me. That is against my HIPAA law.
Ma'am.
Give me that.
My HIPAA law? This bitch said against my HIPAA law? Bro. Bruh. Like, that's really...
Wait, no. We gotta talk about old girl who's like, gotta talk to the manager. Hold on real quick.
Play it again.
Done, and I need to get out of here.
It doesn't work like that. It takes days.
I want to talk to the manager. Okay, one second. Hi, how can I help you? What the fuck is your problem?
Nigga, the fact that you did a full 360. The fact that you did a full
360,
bro.
How can I help?
That was kind of money. That was kind of fucking money, bro. She did a full 360, bro. That was amazing.
Oh my god, this says my HIPAA law.
It's against my HIPAA law. Yeah, that's not fuck you, HIPAA law.
HIPAA law. All right, I think that's about it. We got anything came in? Some more 10 bits and bits came in, and I don't know.
I need that code. I really need to get that off of your phone since I'm the one that does all the Twitch shit.
You're not getting it off shit, man. I'm sorry. I don't know why I said it that way.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Because you've been out here. Whoa, that's some serious chicken all goddamn day. Hey, like my soul feels right now. Fucking
Caesar. I'm trying to make sure you get your money, bitch. And you out here talking about you ain't getting shit. You ain't doing nothing. Okay. Son of a bitch. Tell them what you got going on, you stupid hoe. You a stupid hoe.
Emotional, damn it. I can't even get to it.
You mean this?
Emotional, damn it.
Yes, that's exactly what the fuck I mean. Twitter, Instagram, Mr. J. Washington. The new episode of the Mad Titan Podcast is available up everywhere. You get your podcast from. My guest this week is my homeboy, Jay Whitaker. We talk about a lot of different stuff, so go ahead and check that shit out. If you are in the Los Angeles area tomorrow night, I will be at the Improv in the Lab, 7 p.m. for the Horror Nerd Show. We're talking to comics, are all doing sets, talking about horror movies. I'm a black comic, talking about a horror movie. I'm like, so I died in the beginning, the end. And that's it. Like, that's how you do that. Thursday, we will be back here again. I got a bunch of one-on-ones with Supervillain I got to knock out. This Saturday, I'm at the Comedy Chateau in North Hollywood for the 10 p.m. show. I might be doing something Friday. I don't know yet. Excuse me. Hopefully, I can get some sleep, but I feel good after that shot. I'm probably going to try to slide to the gym, see what I can get in, get some work going, because a nigga got to try to get these muscles together, because, you know, I felt good in the ring. And that's all. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Blurreds in the Hood. Please follow us there. Don't forget, the stories in which we talked about will be clipped out tonight and will go up tomorrow morning on the YouTube channel. So subscribe to the YouTube channel. Please subscribe to the YouTube channel. It's making me real sad because I literally am like, yo, this is dope what we're doing on Twitch. But the YouTube channel numbers ain't moving and we need y'all to shoot them up. So youtube.com/blurredsinthehood. Please go subscribe. Tell your mama to subscribe, your grandmama to subscribe. Just go subscribe.
Dude. I mean, again, part of what helps is putting on the clips and just letting him run. I mean, you know, you had some funny moments here. You had Jay trying to defend his take when all the black women and women in general were trying to tell him he was wrong and that they found him attractive, and he just decided to answer only the women. He was out here talking about.
They pushed me out and paced me.
Well, all the women were out here looking at him like,
ain't no way, ain't no fucking way.
Oh my god, dude, just absolutely just
motherfucking fucking
yeah, that was me. That was me.
That was you. You know where to find me everywhere. The Swaggy Blurs of Soul, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Twitch. I will be on tomorrow morning, so don't miss that. We're going to check in how you're doing with your intentions, all that good stuff, and kind of keeping it pushing there. I'll be here on Blurreds again, obviously, on Thursday. The big thing on Friday. Lots and lots of good stuff coming up over the course of this week. I will be out of town this weekend, like I said. So for those that are in the writer's room, again, that is happening the following Sunday, not this Sunday. And that should cover it for me. There's nothing else that's sticking out of my brain. Just throw some good energy out there for me. These two auditions, always appreciate that. And that's pretty much it. So with that, y'all, I want to thank each and every one of you for joining us once again for another episode of Blurreds in the Hood. Take care of yourselves and each other. You know who said that? Jerry Springer.
Bye, bitch. Bye, bitch. Bye, bitch. Bye, bitch. Bye, bitch.
I didn't, you know, I don't understand why in the fuck you felt the need that it was warranted for you to go take care of yourselves and each other. Like you were Jerry Springer. This was 1997. I don't get it. I don't.
Have your redneck sprayed or neutered.
I just want my baby. Thank you.